This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Very, very busy day. The Thai Cave Rescue was a success. All 12 soccer players or football players, right? But we call them soccer out here. Alive, doing well. Coaches out. Everybody's out. Rescuers out. And we'll talk about what's going on and why people are now concerned that they may have something called cave disease. We'll talk about that. Those who go through transgender transformation may be at higher risk for blood clots and stroke. Tell you why. Then there's a New Jersey dad who went out crabbing and unfortunately may be at risk of losing all four of his limbs because he contracted a bacterial infection. This isn't the first time we heard people going out into the water and then getting the flesh-eating bacteria. Many of you guys are taking vitamins, and you take your vitamins, and you take your vitamins, and then the next day you take more vitamins, and then you take more vitamins, and you show everybody you take your vitamins, and you post on Facebook you're taking your vitamins, and you're so proud that you take your vitamins. Well, researchers are saying stop taking them. I mean, to help your heart, that is. They're not working. They're not doing anything for you. So we'll talk about that, which stinks, because I know a lot of you guys have spent a lot of money on vitamins. I like vitamins. I like vitamins as supplements if you're deficient in something. But taking them because you think they're going to, you know, make you live longer may not always be the case. Vaping. Vaping is now probably one of the biggest trends. Probably more popular than the pet rock ever was. But we're being told that vaping does not often help smokers. We've been telling people to vape instead of smoking. And now we're being told the vaping may not even help. So we're going to talk about that. There's also a real big nasty wasp that I guess has a big huge stinger. That's been scaring the crap out of everybody. We're going to talk about that. I mean, it is like huge. We are talking, the stinger is almost as long as a wasp. And the reason why wasps are super scary is because they don't die after they sting you like bees do. Then we have the new Supreme Court pick, or not the new, but we have Brett Kavanaugh. I believe he's 53. I think he's 53 years old. He's Trump's pick for the Supreme Court. Everybody's losing their mind right now on the Democratic side, but we'll talk a little bit about that. And then George Clooney was in an accident, a pretty bad one. He has been released from the hospital. We'll tell you what's going on there. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently George Clooney was involved in an accident on the Italian island of Sardinia. He's 57 years old, but still sexy. And he was rushed to the hospital today after falling off a scooter on the state road of Costa Coralina in the province of Olbia al Nuova. Oh, I'm sorry, La Nuova reported. Now, I know there's a lot of Italian. He has like a home, he has like two places in Lake Como, and I mean, he really loves Italy. I think guys are sexy who love Italy, you know, because then they take you there. You know, like his new wife, Amal, right? He takes to Italy all the time. So all of us women look at our husbands and smack them upside the head. Why don't you like Italy more? I mean, my husband likes Italy. He just doesn't like spending money, and he doesn't have the money to take me to Italy all the time. Yeah, it's on him. I'm going to play the girl card on this one. Why do I have to pay for my own trips to Italy? He's the guy. He should be taking me to Italy. It's all right. Anyway, police told NBC's Claudio Lavanga that the accident occurred around 8:15 a.m. local time when a driver of a car allegedly did not respect the right-of-way, and he cut across George Clooney's path and hit him. I think George Clooney was on a scooter. So he fell. The driver of the car rendered assistance. And then he went to the emergency room of John Paul II Hospital. He had trauma to the pelvis, bruises to one leg, an arm. He also underwent an MRI. Not good. But right now he's been released. His condition is not serious. He's been discharged. And Clooney told news outlets that he was fine. I mean, listen, remember, he was in an ER. You know, when you act, okay, and you play an actor in these medical movies, I got to tell you, I do think you pick some stuff up. So I'm sure if he did sustain any significant, you know, issues, I'm pretty sure he and, you know, Goose can take care of things. Is it Edwards? I just remember it was Goose on Top Gun. Giovanni Mannoni. Oh, sounds sexy. An Italian police commander also told CNN that Clooney did not suffer any serious injuries, including broken bones. Just as long as his face looks sexy. His wife, Amal, rushed to his side, but after he was given the all clear, they left the hospital together in a private car. I would have rushed to his side. I would have been like, oh, George, you know, your wife should have taken better care of you. Anyway, Representative for Clooney did not immediately respond to people's requests for comment. Yeah, leave him alone. He just got out of the hospital. So apparently George is in Sardinia to shoot his Hulu series, Catch 22. I think he's a good actor. Everybody said he's not a good actor. I think he's a great actor. You know, I remember when he was on Roseanne years ago, and everybody just thought he was eye candy. And I'm like, no, you know, he's hot, but I think he could act. And then, you know, people made fun of him in ER, saying he really doesn't seem the doctor type. And again, I said, I don't care. He's in Scrubs. So anyway, he and his wife have one-year-old twins, Alexander and Ella. And they have been hanging out in Italy while they're filming. So, all right, yeah. No, he's not divorcing her yet. And again, you know, good for them. You know, he's been a bachelor for so long. He's 57 years old. Now he's finally a father. Good for him. But anyway, man, these scooters are some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So President Trump nominated Judge Brett M. Kavanaugh. He is going to, if confirmed, will fill Justice Anthony Kennedy's seat on the Supreme Court. President Trump described him as one of the finest and sharpest legal minds of his time. He's a federal appeals court judge and a former aide to President George W. Bush, a one-time investigator of President Clinton. And he has a conservative record. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so with the new Supreme Court Justice, many people are wondering what is going to be the fate of Obamacare. Obamacare just doesn't die. I mean, it just doesn't go away. And Kavanaugh, as we know, is Circuit Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh, D.C. Circuit Court Judge, has been nominated by President Donald Trump to take the place of Justice Anthony Kennedy, who he actually clerked for years ago. And this would be Trump's second choice to the Supreme Court. And he has a fairly conservative background, which, by the way, I complained about this with Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, and I gotta be, fair and balanced. I have to, complain about it, all the, I know this isn't going to be very popular, but I just don't get how judges are conservative or liberal. If you are interpreting the law, I don't like all that interpretation. I mean, I guess, being a doctor, if you have strep throat, you have strep throat. I can't twist your diagnosis based on my personal biases. And I thought law was law. And so we get these Supreme Court justices like, Elena Kagan or Sotomayor or Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and they're liberal-leaning. And they pretty much, stay consistent with always going towards the left. And then you have other judges, the lead, Alito, et cetera, always leaning towards the right. And I mean, if law is law, that's why we say it's law. Whenever, I argue with somebody, and, they give an opinion, like, no, it's law. When you say, I am going to lay down the law, that means there's no debate. It's a law. That's just what it is. It doesn't matter. If the sky, let's say, is blue, and you're like, well, it's purple. No, I mean, it's law. It's blue. Sky's blue. You could say it seems reddish to you, or more purple, or more gray, but the sky is blue. It's the law. Let's move on. I just find it so, fake. Where you have these laws and everybody can interpret it a variety of ways. Well, like the Bible. I mean, okay, I get that there are biblical scholars that'll read the Bible. Old Testament, New Testament, any Bible they wish. And they will give their interpretation. And I have a problem with that. I don't want their interpretation. If it says something in the Bible, that's what it says. The Ten Commandments. Don't be interpreting the Ten Commandments. Let's say if we just look at the Ten Commandments, it's the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Well, what it means is thou shalt not murder. Or it means thou shalt, look, it said thou shalt not kill. I know they're not talking about a chicken. I know they're not talking about, a calf, because throughout the Bible you did sacrifices and you ate. Okay? So they mean to kill. You don't kill somebody. That's what they mean. Duh. But no, everybody has interpretation. And then when they interpret it just luck of the draw to their personal beliefs, to their political leanings. And so I it makes no sense that you get these things overturned over and over again. I will talk about Roe v. Wade. I mean, everybody thinks that, the biggest deal right now with the Supreme Court is Roe v. Wade. Nobody's talking about Roe v. Wade right now. Yeah, there may be issues with Planned Parenthood funding. There may be issues with Obamacare and health care, et cetera. But I don't think anybody's going to sit there and overturn Roe v. Wade. But what I'm confused as a doctor is there's the debate whether a fetus is alive or not. I mean, if something has a heart or a heartbeat or something is a living organism, it's alive. Bacteria are alive. Viruses are alive until you kill them. And so whether you're right or left leaning, can you look at a fetus and say it's not alive, it's a dead that just doesn't make sense. If there are living cells and they're growing, it's alive. Now, I understand then there's interpretation of, having an abortion and women's choice and, whether it's truly killing a human being. And I see why, that's why everybody's making this whole big soup of political debate. But I hear people saying, a fetus is not a life. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? When you have gonorrhea, I've never had gonorrhea, but from what I understand, it's not fun. And you run to the doctor to get medication very quickly to knock out that gonorrhea because it is hurting when you pee. I mean, it is bad. It is burning. It's the clap. Why are you going to the doctor for antibiotics? Because you want to kill the gonorrhea. So if you think a gonococcus is alive, how do you not think a fetus is alive? I don't understand why there's debate on certain things that I should be law, basically. And I guess that's the art of law. I'm just beside myself. That's why I'm not an attorney. And I get how excited it is for attorneys. I see attorneys talk, and they bring up cases, and they bring up, you know, all this, I don't want to say the word on air, but all these mental exercises they do, right? You know, going back through all these old cases and, you know, challenges and rulings.
If
there's a law, then there's a law. That's a law. I just don't see how people can change it and then overturn and then change it again. And if you're right, you know, lean toward, you know. I rule toward the right, left, rule toward the left. So I just don't get it. So anyway, so there has been some concern with Kavanaugh and his health care rulings. They say here that senators have right now a lot of work to do before they approve them. And so they're going to be looking at millions of records from when he worked for President George Bush, when he was a part of the independent counsel Ken Starr Whitewater case. And I guess on health care, in 2011, the D.C. Circuit Court held 2-1 that the individual mandate was legal under the Commerce Clause. Kavanaugh dissented, contending that the mandate qualified as a tax and was therefore not eligible for legal review. In 2012, the Supreme Court affirmed the mandate as a tax, rejecting the appellate's Commerce Clause justification. So they say Kavanaugh's reading could come full circle if a legal challenge launched by conservative states progresses in the Supreme Court. The states argued that the entire ACA was rendered unconstitutional when Congress zeroed out the tax penalty tied to the individual mandate, canceling its status as a tax. So in response to the lawsuit, Trump administration abandoned its defense of key ACA provisions. So here's the thing. My problem with the whole Supreme Court allowing the ACA to go through is the mandate was illegal. You couldn't mandate people buy a product that they don't want. But then it was at the end, Edwards twisted it to say, well, look, it's a tax. So I don't know why he had to red letter or why he had to proofread, right, and spell check. But he said, look, if you make it a tax, it's legal. Now, I had a big problem with that, but if that kind of comes from Kavanaugh, then I got a little bone to pick with Kavanaugh. So as a doctor and as a patient, I am very concerned about the future of healthcare. And I do not like the idea of government forcing us to buy something that we don't want. Now, I do get, everybody says, well, what about driver's insurance? You have to have insurance if you're going to drive a car. Well, that makes sense because you could do damage to other people. But in terms of yourself, making us buy a product for ourselves, that I don't think is constitutional. So as you will see in the coming weeks, we're going to get more and more scoop on how Kavanaugh rules. And it's going to be a vicious fight. Okay, when we come back, sex addiction, now considered a mental health disorder. We'll tell you what's going on there. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
All the soccer players and coach that were trapped in a Thailand cave were rescued earlier today by Navy SEALs. Dr. Mark Siegel lays out some of the challenges ahead for the boys.
They're going to have flashbacks, my opinion. They're going to have derealization, periods of disorientation. All that can be treated with cognitive behavioral therapy and possibly medication, but therapy is key here, and the earlier the better.
The confirmation battle ahead for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is already beginning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor earlier today.
A number of our Democratic colleagues could not even wait until the president's announcement last night before launching attacks on his nominee. This was, in some cases, quite literally a fill-in-the-blank opposition. They wrote statements of opposition only to fill in the name later. Sadly, this is not a new approach for the far-left special interest groups.
Kavanaugh is set to begin meeting with senators today. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know why the World Health Organization has nothing better to do, but they have claimed sex addiction to be a mental health disorder. I was on KBC Radio with Larry O'Connor earlier today talking about this. And, you know, we don't talk about sex addiction a lot. And one of the reasons why it's not discussed, and I mean it should be, one of the reasons why it's not discussed is because we got bigger fish to fry. We have opioid addiction. I think internet shopping addiction and compulsive shopping and compulsive internet use is a biggie. I think porn addiction is huge. Depression, anxiety. So, sex addiction, right? Nobody thinks it's going to kill them. So it seems to get, you know, be on the back burner, although sex addiction could lead to a lot of dangerous behavior and risky behavior. So let's just walk you guys through what is sex addiction. So as you know, World Health Organization declared compulsive sexual behavior disorder, or sex addiction, a mental health condition. So it has nothing to do with below the waist. It's a mental health condition. And I wrote an article on this on my website at drdahlia.com or on my Facebook or Twitter. So sex addiction, I would define it as an inability to control your sexual urges or impulses. It leads to repetitive sexual behavior that can disrupt your health, your home, your work life. And you don't really enjoy the sex or benefit from intimacy with it. So it's not like, oh, I am so in love. You know, like, let's say me and Michael Fassbender ever start to date, okay? And we decide to have sex 17 times a day. That probably wouldn't be a sex addiction because I would probably enjoy it. And I would be probably becoming more intimate with Michael Fassbender. Now, he probably wouldn't enjoy it at all. He probably would not want the intimacy. So in that case, he would be a sex addict. Does that make sense? All right, good. How common is sex addiction? Pretty common. They say 3 to 6% of adults qualify as having a compulsive sexual disorder. So if there are 100 people at your work and you're all in a meeting, one of them is a sex addict. That's kind of a lot. Now, our studio, GCN Network, is a lot smaller. Yeah, I don't think we have 100 people here. So, yeah. Anyway, so that equates to 7 to 4 million adults. Okay, so how do we diagnose sex addiction? Because some of you guys are like, well, wait a second here. Maybe I'm addicted to sex. All right, so according to Psychology Today, there's criteria for diagnosis. One is you have to have the following symptoms for at least 6 months. You have to have recurrent and intense sexual fantasies, sexual urges, or sexual behaviors. Now, I don't like that diagnostic criteria because, I mean, if you are in a new relationship and you are really into somebody, you're going to fantasize about them or her, okay? I'm not speaking from experience, okay? But if I, like I said, if Michael Fassbender came into my life, I would be fantasizing about Michael Fassbender. And then I would want to sleep with him, right, or engage in some sort of sexual activity with him. That's nothing that's a mental disorder, okay? But if you continuously have these, that could constitute, okay? We're talking about diagnostic criteria. You don't have to have all of these. The time spent engaging in sexual fantasies, urges, or behaviors consistently interfere with other important activities and obligations. So let's say you daydream at work. All right, I mean, you know, things happen. You might daydream for a little bit if you're sitting there doing something monotonous at work. Okay. But if you are not doing something monotonous and you are stopping to sit there and think about sex, that could be a problem. They say sexual fantasies, urges, or behaviors occur in response to dysphoric mood states like anxiety, depression, boredom, or irritability, or stressful life events. So you're not fantasizing or having urges just because you fell for somebody. You may be depressed or anxious and boom, your brain goes to sex. The individual engages in consistent but unsuccessful efforts to control or reduce their sexual fantasies, urges, or behavior. You can't control it. The individual engages in sexual behaviors while disregarding the potential for physical or emotional harm to self or others. Somebody who's a sex addict could technically be a rapist. Not all sex addicts are. But you need to have sex and you're inflicting that on somebody else. Now, usually rape is a violent crime. It's not about sex. However, some rapists are sex addicts. Or let's say you're married to a sex addict, so you have to have sex all the time with that person, and you start to hurt, you start to chafe, you start to tear. That's a problem. Then the frequency or intensity of sexual fantasies, urges, or behaviors cause significant personal distress or impairment. Yeah, you start to not like yourself because of this. Now, one thing about sex addiction that I would look for as a doctor, physician, is are you having any other comorbid issues? You know, are you depressed? Do you have anxiety? Do you drink? You know, do you use drugs? You know, if you're addicted to sex, are you addicted to anything else? Now, sometimes you could start, you could become a sex addict and then get depressed from that. Or you could be depressed and that leads you to sex addiction. So see, it could either preface, proceed, or it could follow. Or you may have bipolar disorder. And let's say you're bipolar and you have manic episodes, and in your manic episodes you want to have a lot of sex. That hypersexuality or sexual state may be a symptom of a bigger problem. So how do we treat it? Well, we have behavioral therapy, group therapy, cognitive therapy, okay? And sex addiction is not an uncommon thing. Apparently, Jada Pinkett Smith just came out saying she used to battle sex addiction. Russell Brand, Kanye West, Michael Douglas, Lindsay Lohan, Rob Lowe, Tiger Woods famously had said he was addicted to sex. David Duchovny, Colin Farrell, Charlie Sheen. Now, does watching porn lead to sex addiction? This is tricky. Some sex addicts will frequently view porn. But just because you watch porn, that doesn't constitute a sex addiction. You may have a porn addiction. We've talked about that, where you just can't let it go. You always have to watch porn, multiple sites, etc. But just because you watch porn doesn't necessarily make you a sex addict. Okay? They're, what's that, like mutually exclusive? All right. However, yes, yeah, some sex addicts will frequently view porn, which is something that I would, as a clinician, tell them to start to decrease their frequency if I notice that they are concomitantly addicted to both. We talked about, does watching porn affect your health? You know, some people are worried that you're in front of a screen for hours upon hours. But remember when Pornhub came out with their yearly report? They said the average time spent viewing porn may only range from 9 to 13 minutes. But here's a problem. That's time on their site. People may switch sites, so we don't know. Lack of sleep. You know, are people getting their rest? You know, if they're up at night sneaking away to watch porn? Maybe. That could be an issue. So we don't necessarily think watching porn hurts you. But being addicted to it or being addicted to sex, two separate things, yeah, that could cause personal issues. Then people ask, what about frequent masturbation? Are there risks to that? Well, in 2009, there was a study that said in young males, it could increase the risk of prostate cancer, but in older men, reduce their risk. So there was something to having that release when you're older that's helping you as opposed to younger. Other studies have suggested it may reduce your risk of prostate cancer. But concerns with frequent masturbation would be chafing, local trauma, and also sometimes refractory periods. Sometimes if you don't, shall we say, give yourself a rest, then when you do want to have an intimate relationship with somebody, you can't. And many times erectile dysfunction is improperly diagnosed when it basically is just a refractory period. You know, time to reload, so to speak. All right, 1-877-DR-ELLY, don't go away.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So after weeks of prayer, the daring rescue mission in the treacherous confines of a flooded Thai cave has resulted in a successful rescue of all 12 boys and their soccer coach who were trapped deep in the labyrinth. This was some scary stuff. And we had lost one of Ty's Navy SEALs, or former Navy SEALs, one of our former Navy SEALs, during this ordeal. This was an 18-day ordeal, and it did claim the life of an experienced volunteer diver. Thailand Navy SEALs, who were central to the rescue effort, said on their Facebook page that the remaining four boys and the 25-year-old coach were all brought out safely today. Eight of the boys were rescued by a team of Thai and international divers on Sunday and Monday. According to the SEALs, they say, "We are not sure if this is a miracle or science or what. All the 13 wild boars are now out of the cave." That's the boys' soccer team. Everyone is safe. So, the leader of the Thailand Cave Rescue says a medic and three SEALs stayed with the boys in their dark refuge, and they're also out of the cave. People on the street were cheering, and ambulances brought the boys to a hospital, of course, to, you know, give them fluids and, you know, get them, restored nutrition-wise, as well as evaluating them for other things. And we'll talk about cave disease in a second. Apparently, Payap Maiming, 40 years old, who helped provide food and necessities to rescue workers and journalists, said a, quote, miracle happened. This is mind-boggling. However, the question exists, how did they get them out of the cave? These kids couldn't swim. And so the prime minister of Thai said that the rescued boys were given an anti-anxiety drug. Thai Prime Minister Jen Prayut Chan-o-cha said Tuesday that members of the soccer team rescued from the cave were given an anti-anxiety medication before they were brought out. So there was a lot of speculation on if they would need to tranquilize these kids. How, you know, if they can't swim and they need to dive and be underwater and in dive masks, and the number one threat to anybody who is an inexperienced diver is panic, then how will they avoid panic in these kids, you know, if they're, I guess, not experienced divers? So they were talking about using tranquilizers, and that had concerned people. But no, they weren't given tranquilizers per se, but they did receive an anxiolytic. Now, for those of you from the 60s, you're like, wait a second, what's the difference? You're right. I mean, in the 60s, tranquilizers were probably maybe a little heavier than we use now. I mean, we're not thinking about the elephant carfentanil tranquilizer or barbiturates, but modern-day anxiolytics like Xanax and Valium are technically considered tranquilizers. But they're a lot more mild. All right? Speaking after a weekly cabinet meeting in Bangkok, the prime minister denied that the young soccer players were tranquilized. He said, who would chloroform them? If they were chloroformed, how would they come out? It's called anxiolytics, something to make them not excited and not stressed. So I guess then they accused them of using chloroform. They did not use chloroform because you need them breathing, you know, well. So anyway, President Donald Trump congratulated the rescuers, and everybody's happy, and it's, phenomenal. It's a shame that we did lose somebody when that happened. Four of the kids were allowed to have their parents enter their hospital rooms, but they were required to wear face masks and stand 6 feet away. Some have been quarantined because of the risk of infection. So can you imagine you as a parent? Your baby is finally out. You want to hold him and kiss him and love him, but the hospital won't allow them to. Some of the kids could only see their children through a glass window. Two of them may have lung infections. So what are we looking at? Well, we're looking at something called cave disease. So cave disease is a fungus that causes histoplasmosis, and it could primarily affect the lungs. And so this spelunker's lung, I don't call it that. We've been calling it cave disease or histoplasmosis, is caused by breathing in spores of the fungus called Histoplasma capsulatum. And this Histoplasma capsulatum, these spores frequently reside in caves that are found in the excretions of bats. So, you know, the average kid doesn't get exposed to histoplasmosis, but if they're stuck in a cave for 18 days, they could. They say a person with a normal immune system, histoplasmosis usually occurs and the patient doesn't even know they have it. Maybe they'll get a little fever, maybe they'll get a little cough. Seems like a viral illness, but goes away. But they say signs and symptoms generally manifest in 3 to 17 days after exposure to spores. So the symptoms the kids may then demonstrate could be chills, headache, muscle aches, chest discomfort. And again, most of the time the disease is benign, but if you're an infant, if you have a compromised immune system, elderly, those with AIDS, or if you were just in a very, very traumatic setting where you probably were immunocompromised because you weren't eating well and, you know, breathing good air, that could be a problem. So a big concern we have is you could start coughing up blood, you could have disseminated histoplasmosis where the disease affects nearly every part of the body. And yes, histoplasmosis can kill. So even though most people do fine, we're talking about kids who are under unbelievably amount of stress and not in ideal healthy conditions. So according to the Mayo Clinic and CTV News, coming into contact with soil contaminated by bird and bat droppings can also cause histoplasmosis, putting farmers, pest control workers, poultry keepers, construction workers, roofers, landscapers, and gardeners at risk, as well as cave explorers. So the other thing people are saying is, you know, are these kids going to have post-traumatic stress disorder? Are they going to, I mean, you know, when you hear the media, you know, bounce back and forth talking about, you know, all right, well, you know, now these kids are going to have post-traumatic stress disorder. And you're like, well, what does everybody complain about? They're out safe. Thank God they're healthy. I don't mind there still being a story and people, you know, worried about these kids because somebody needs to watch them. You know, I mean, just going back to school and doing their thing, I don't think is the first option. I think, you know, they get out, they've been away from their families. That's traumatizing, right? They were in the dark. Okay, until rescuers found them, they were in the dark for a long time. That's traumatizing. Low oxygen, poor food, having to see their friends suffer, you know, having to go through a dive that you've never been through before. Then having to be in a hospital, and that's, you know, traumatic enough, and then not being able to be back with your family. And then all the media attention. And then coming back home and trying to regain your life after being gone for close to a month. That's, it's an issue. And so, you know, we need to respect their time, give them privacy, and let them, you know, man, let them retransition back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But man, I'm just amazed at how that rescue happened. A New Jersey dad is at the risk of losing all four limbs because he contracted a bacterial infection while crabbing. This flesh-eating bacteria, I guess, caught hold of him while he was crabbing at Matt's Landing in Maurice River. Angel Perez, 60 years old, had swelling and growing pain in his right leg when he came home July 2nd. A few hours later, he had blisters, and the family noticed scarring all over his body. Then all four limbs began to swell and change color. Then they turned brown and black. So the family took him to the hospital. He's in critical condition. Right now, doctors are trying to save his limbs. They believe it was the Vibrio bacteria that is found in warmer waters where the river meets the sea is the cause of his infection. And it is dangerous to those who have compromised immune systems, and Perez has Parkinson's disease. So according to the CDC, eating raw seafood, exposing open wounds to this brackish or salt water can also increase one's risk of contracting the infection. So Godspeed. I hope he could get better. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.